Thank you so much. In just a minute, Carl will channel in his eerie fashion even more newsmakers in another round of Who's Carl This Time. If you'd like to guess who Carl is impersonating, give us a call, 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Roxanne, good news for the morals of our young people. Kmart is now offering what kind of cutting-edge loungewear for young women?
For young, when you say young women, you mean kids?
No, I mean sort of teenagers.
Teenagers.
Teenagers and older. Young women.
All right. So is
specifically
this
pre-married young women.
This is not chastity loungewear.
Yes, it is.
Oh.
Kmart.
It's sweatpants where the string gets stuck.
They're selling what we're going to call abstinence pants. I'm going to quote the Kmart online catalog. These athletic pants boldly proclaim just where she stands by pointing out that, quote, true love waits, unquote, in a large screen print on the front and back. Because what better way is there to advertise your determination to remain sexually pure than plastering it across your buttocks? If the products succeed, Kmart plans to expand the line to include purity thongs, the look me in the eye brand push-up bra, and a really tight halter top with the slogan printed on it, my other outfit is a burqa. Tom, this week, astronauts aboard the International Space Station received a shipment of supplies delivered by the space shuttle Discovery. Of all the items brought, perhaps none was more anticipated and needed than what?
The parts to fix the toilet.
Exactly right.
Yeah, that was one of the most interesting items in the news this week, I thought, because they showed video that I saw this week where an actually pretty hittable female astronaut was demonstrating this, which is a rare thing. When you know, a hittable astronaut, you don't even hear that phrase very often.
I was agog at hearing that from you, Tom.
I know. But happily married guys can say stuff like that because nobody takes us seriously.
Anyway, Toy, let's get back to that. Yes. It's been 2 weeks since the pump on the space station's toilet went out. Needless to say, things have been pretty tense up there. The three crew members may do by flushing out the commode by hand, jettisoning the contents into space. Of course, part of the problem was getting a plumber up to orbit. It was difficult, a lot of technical demands. It took NASA weeks just to design a spacesuit that provided protection but allowed the butt crack to be exposed.
I saw how many months did it take NASA to get the plumber on the phone?
Oh, yeah. PJ, maybe our favorite story of the week, Frederick Bauer of Cincinnati, Ohio, died last month at the age of 89. He was most famous for inventing the famous air-sealed Pringles potato chip can. And so it turns out that before he died, he requested what?
That his ashes be sealed in a Pringles potato chip can.
You are correct, sir. Now,
will it give that satisfying vacuum release when you
pull? Mr. Bauer did not invent the Pringles potato chip itself. That, of course, was the work of Satan.
But until he came along, they were just laying around
loose. You should go down to the dry goods store and scoop them out of a barrel into your sack. No, he did invent the famous air-sealed can in which they come. So he asked that his remains be sealed for eternity in one of them. And his sons honored his wishes. This is true. What they did was they stopped by a convenience store on the way to the funeral parlor. His son, Larry Bauer, said, quote, my siblings and I briefly debated what flavor to use. But I said, look, we need to use the original.
Wait, there's a flaw in this story, though. Because if they bought it from a convenience store, then they would have to shush the opening to get the Pringles out and put his ashes in, and then how do you seal it again?
Well, they have a little plastic cover. Have you never eaten a Pringle?
No, it wouldn't be sealed, but I don't think it'll spoil.
Yeah.
Do you think, and
it is just ashes.
And could all his ashes fit in one Pringles
can? Apparently what they did was they put some of the ashes in a Pringles can and some of the ashes they spread to other urns that other family members were putting. But some of his ashes are in a Pringles.
The pump. Overflow went into a couple Altoid boxes. They got at the register.